Sutra is the Sanskrit name for a short spiritual teaching in the yogic and Buddhist tradition. It comes from the same root as the English word suture, a verb that means to stitch. The stories in this book are not sutras in the traditional sense. They are an homage to the long threads that run through all human lives, stitching up what's shredded in our hearts. Author's note. The stories in this book are crafted from the raw material of my life, as imperfectly preserved in my memory and my journals. To protect their privacy, I've sometimes omitted or changed people's names or identifying details, including the names of my son, his father, and my partner's daughter. Introduction. If my baby daughter had lived past her birth, she would have had her 18th birthday last Mother's Day. I wonder what she would have been like. I picture her with skin still creamy and luminous, the dark hair she had as a newborn baby now grown long and shiny, maybe caught back in a ponytail, maybe cascading loose over her shoulders. I never saw her eyes. Her lids were closed by the time I held her, already dead in my arms. So I invent them. Green, like mine, rather than golden brown like her younger brother's. But they are light-filled and sparkling, like his. I imagine my daughter texting me from school like her teenage brother just did. I just got cast as Moist in Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. Mom, I'm not feeling so good. Can you pick me up today? I envision the way she would roll her eyes at my haphazard outfits, the clothes of a writer and meditator who works at home in sweatshirts and yoga pants. God, Mom, can you at least put on matching socks before you leave the house? Her brother doesn't even notice what I wear, but I'm sure she would. In these daydreams, my daughter is always dropped into the house that I am living in now. It is this honey-colored couch we are snuggling into together, reading Big Little Lies, me, and Twilight, her, in front of the fire as the fog rolls in over the mountain out the window. It is this kitchen where I'm scrambling eggs for her, her brother, and her stepsister in the morning, the sink still piled high with dishes from last night's vegetable miso soup. Of course, in this fantasy, her brother and stepsister are here too. How could they not be? The three of them are spotting jackrabbits and bobcats in the drought-baked hills above our house, or arguing about whether to watch Bridesmaids or Star Wars on family movie night. The girls are singing along as their brother plays Hysteria by Muse on his electric guitar. But of course, that's not the way it would be, because if she had lived, everything would have been different. This book is a collection of stories about motherhood as a path to awakening. I've been writing them for almost 2 decades. Some of them I have published before. Others have felt too raw to share past the confines of my journals. All of them together, I want to reassure you, culminate in a happy ending. When I first found out I was going to have a baby at age 35, I started a journal of my pregnancy. I was a writer, an editor, and had been a practitioner of yoga and Buddhist meditation for almost 16 years. I had just published From Here to Nirvana, a guidebook for modern pilgrims to spiritual sites in India. I thought recording my passage through pregnancy and birth would be like documenting another kind of pilgrimage, a journey of transformation and awakening, the deepest yoga of all. I had the arrogance and ignorance to think that I knew in advance how the story would go. By that time, I'd spent months on meditation retreats where I sat cross-legged on a cushion for hours each day, walked back and forth in slow motion, and took 10 minutes to savor a single raisin. I'd worn out a dozen yoga mats, the rubber scraped into holes by the pressure of my heels, as I breathed and sweated and bent my body into backbends, handstands, and splits. I'd backpacked from the Himalayas to the Arabian Sea, my only outfits, 2 baggy salwar kameez that I washed out every night in sinks in cheap hotels where the drain emptied straight onto the gritty clay floor.